Welcome to Add Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we begin the New Testament book of Hebrews. A look at my English Standard Version Study Bible book introduction to help us understand a little bit about Hebrews. The author of Hebrews is unknown. Who actually wrote the book of Hebrews is known only to God, the ultimate author of the book and the whole Bible. Suggested possible authors include Paul, Luke, Barnabas, Apollos, or Silas, none of whom were personal eyewitnesses of Jesus. It was probably written before the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem in 70 AD. It is the only letter in the New Testament other than 1 John with no greeting and no identification of an author. The theme of Hebrews is Christ is greater than any angel, priest, or old covenant institution. The terms better, more, and greater appear a combined total of 25 times in the book. The book of Hebrews will also teach us a profound truth. Our faith rests in the righteous character of God, not in the things that happen to us. Hebrews may best be understood as a sermonic letter. The careful rhetorical progression of the letter, along with frequent practical exhortations, has led many to consider it may have been a single sermon. The message encourages its audience to endure and persevere in the faith, even as it warns about leaving Christ. As we peer into the book of Hebrews, look for over 80 citations or allusions to Old Testament passages. Jesus as greater than prophets, angels, Moses, Aaron, and the priesthood. And famous passages like living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Run with endurance the race set before us. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the hall of faith. Hebrews is 13 chapters. We will take them one a day. Our guest reader for the book of Hebrews is Roy Hansky. Roy has been on Christian radio in Denver, Colorado since 1985. He is currently the co-host of the Breakfast Table Show on KPOF 910 AM, where he also coordinates ministry to pastors and other Christian leaders. Roy holds a degree in biblical studies and religious education and served on the staff of three churches, as well as the Colorado Christian Writers Conference as a speaker trainer. His favorite book is the Bible, however, he is also an author. He just completed a book called In Search of Shalom, primarily for men's ministries. Roy has been a friend of the Ezra Project. He invites me as a guest on his radio show each year to promote Bible reading. He also has been a master of ceremonies at an annual Ezra Project banquet. Roy will read several chapters in the book of Hebrews. The others will be presented by Faith Comes by Hearing's dramatic reading of the Bible. So let's begin by listening to our guest reader, Roy Hansky, on Hebrews chapter 1.
Hebrews 1. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you"? Or again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son"? And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds, and his ministers a flame of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And you, Lord, laid the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like a robe you will roll them up. Like a garment they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will have no end." And to which of the angels has he ever said, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation?
To help us through the book of Hebrews, I've selected three of my personal Bible reading journals. I selected one from 1993 when I was 38 years old, one from 2005 when I was 50 years old, and one from 2013 when I was 58 years old. In 1993, I read Hebrews 1, 1 through 4 on the first day, and chapter 1, verse 5 through chapter 2, verse 4 on the second day. Concerning chapter 1, I wrote in my personal Bible reading journal, God spoke through prophets in times past. Today, he speaks to us in his Son. Jesus is the exact representation of God. He made purification of sin. That was his purpose. When he did that, his work was complete. Jesus is more excellent than angels. Jesus is superior to angels, and angels brought the law to the Jews. So if they were concerned about obeying the law, they should have been much more concerned with obeying Christ. Jesus is referred to as God and Lord. He is interchangeable with the Father, deity of Christ. In 2005, when I read Hebrews chapter 1, I was in Thailand. Oftentimes in my journals, I mark where I was in the world at the time. And so here in 2005, when I read Hebrews, I was on a Gideon assignment to the nation of Thailand. There in Buriram, I wrote, in the past, God spoke to people through prophets and through Jesus. Today, he speaks to us through the Holy Spirit and people and his word. Then I quoted verse 3, he had by himself purged our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, higher than the angels. In 2013, I read Hebrews a couple of different ways. So my first journal entry has to do with reading Hebrews 1 through 7 on one day. And I wrote, I read the introductory remarks in my ESV translation, then the first seven chapters in the Common English Bible. Why we have so many translations, I will never understand. God wrote the Bible one way. How then can there be so many translations of what he said? It seems to me a Hebrew or Greek word means something, and translators are supposed to figure that out and tell us what it means in English. We don't get to revise the meaning or even the translation of the words. We don't do that with other historical books, do we? I didn't get much out of reading the Common English Bible. Maybe I'm too traditional. God, please bless the word in my heart today. Later that month, I read each chapter of Hebrews on a day, and on the day I read Hebrews 1, I wrote, Jesus is the heir of all things. He created the world. He is the exact replica of God, and by his word, he upholds the universe with his power. No man can do or claim this. Jesus is not one of the prophets. He is not a good man. He is God. Angels are ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. I believe in angels. I pray they are ministering for me. That ends my journal entries about Hebrews chapter 1, and I think those journal entries pretty much explain the major concepts in the first chapter. But let's take a look at a few of them. The author of Hebrews makes the point in verse 1 that long ago God spoke in various ways, but now he speaks to us through his Son. He then describes Jesus in verse 3 as the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature. He also upholds the universe by the word of his power. And Jesus is the one who made purification for sins, then sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. Because of those attributes, the author makes it clear that Jesus is superior to angels. I mentioned in one of my journals, I believe in angels. The chapter closes with their mission. Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation? So angels are sent out by God as ministering spirits to serve those of us who are inheriting salvation. I mentioned in that journal, not only do I believe in angels, but I pray they are ministering for me. So we close out Hebrews chapter 1 with a couple of applications. First, like I mentioned in another one of those journals, Jesus is not a good man. He is not a prophet. He is claimed by this chapter to be the Son of God. Verse 5, you are my Son. Today I have begotten you. Do you believe it? Do you believe in Jesus as the Son of God? Next, do you believe in creation? Verse 2 reminds us, "But in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom also he created the world." I believe in creation. Do you? And lastly, do you believe in angels? Ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who are to inherit salvation. Angels are referenced here in Hebrews chapter 1 and many other places in the scriptures. Some of them are even named Gabriel and Michael. So, do you believe in angels? I do, and I hope they're ministering on my behalf and also on yours. Father, we thank you for the opening chapter of Hebrews. Thank you for reminding us of the many ways you communicate with your people. And thank you for reminding us of Jesus, the exact imprint of your nature. Thank you for introducing us to angels, and thank you for their ministering spirits in each of our lives. May you open our eyes to the truths of your word as we study the book of Hebrews together. Holy Spirit, lead, guide, and direct our study, and we'll thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, amen.